Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. So check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. Farmer owned, Vermont grown, Sunset Lake CBD. Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you. Hey, listeners. I want to tell you about a sponsor, Music Masters Collective. They're a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere. Every week, they host different events, all with the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like Oteil Burbridge, Trouble No More, former members of The Band, Milk Carton Kids, Nikki Glaspie, Bill Frisell, Sean Colvin, and many more. This June, join the Fab Four, Joan Osborne, John Sebastian, Marshall Crenshaw, and a great group of faculty for the debut of Magical Mystery Camp, this all-inclusive, once-in-a-lifetime music vacation experience in the heart of the Catskills will be packed with nightly performances, workshops, speakers, song circles, open mics, and a lot more. If you're a performing musician at any level, bring your instrument. If you're a music lover, bring your good spirit. It's an amazing experience for individuals, friends, and couples alike. Registration is open, spots are filling up, so check it out soon. And scholarships are available. Check out magicalmysterycamp.com/helpingfriendly to learn more.
Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906 New Highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Hey, everybody. This is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is RJ. I'm here with Jonathan. Hi.
Hi.
Jonathan and I had a strange several days together in an RV, as I'm sure many listeners have similar stories of strange few days over the last week.
Yeah, I think that's a good short version of of what happened.
So we're bringing you a quick hit, and we're calling this Quick Hits to Dicks. We're going to do 12 days of quick hits from the past. So we're going to start with today, 1989, and we're going to work our way all the way through 1.0 to the year 2000, which should drop on the first day of Dicks. So we thought that, I think, Jonathan, that we could give a little something back to the community by turning people's attention to, you know, awesome fish jams that we probably haven't listened to in a while.
Right. I think it's a little known fact that fish has been awesome for a long time. Right.
That is little known. Yeah, it's a really good point.
So we're going to shine a light on that.
Yeah, well, we've been listening, you know, particularly to the Baker's Dozen and 2018 for a long time, and it's good to go back. And we've been over the past few days just listening to some older stuff, and it's fun to go back, and it does help remind you of the kind of history of this band.
Right, and I don't think that anything that we're going to play is particularly obscure, mm-hmm. but we did try to steer away from some of the heaviest of hitters. Mm-hmm. So if you think that, you know, we're going back to this year, you might have a few things that come to the top of your mind that we might be playing. And, well, we might not be playing those because right. you've heard them. And
We're going to try to stay away from official releases. And, yeah, it's sort of the best known, right?
Right.
So, Jonathan, what, I guess before we get in our time machine and go back to 1989, and talk a little bit about the jam we're going to play, do you have any updated feelings, thoughts, opinions on Curveball and how it all played out? Or is it just sort of like trying to get it in the past at this point and see what happens?
Well, it will be in the past. I can't put it there. I can't wish it there. It's just, that's where it is.
Sure.
But it's, I don't know, man, it's kind of a bummer, but it was what it was, you know. What else could they do? You know, it had to go down, and it's too bad. As I've seen on the internet, lots of people had a great time this weekend in spite of themselves, in spite of the absence of a fish thing. People got together. People hung out. We had ourselves, I think, a pretty good, pretty swell time adventuring mm-hmm. across Pennsylvania. And RJ, by the way, is a champion RV driver. If he is part of your RV situation, you should go ahead and make sure he's down as a driver, because he can do it.
I drove a lot. I was
excellent
so tired.
Job too.
But thanks, man. But I do think a lot of people we know, at least from the internet's, you know, tried to make the most of it. And I think people are probably just looking forward to Dicks as we are, and Fall Tour, which we also are. So, you know, I think you're right. It's just, you know, it's a bummer, but we got to keep moving.
Everybody in this community is just, we just need another fish show. And the good news is they're coming. They're coming up.
Yeah, they are.
And this is the road. This is going to take us there.
The saddest thing for me was that I didn't get to wear my Columbia soccer jersey again, but I'll bring it to Hampton. Just kidding. That was not the saddest thing. There were other sad things. So, Jonathan, tell us about this show that we're going to pull a jam from 89.
Okay, this is one I've talked about on the HF Pod before, and it is definitely one of my all-time favorite tapes, and it is the 528-89 Ian McLean's Party at Connie Condon's Farm, Hebron, New York. And we're going to jump into the second set for the Mike song, into I Am Hydrogen, into Weekapaw Groove. I love this tape. Did I say that already?
Yes. Okay. But I agree. It was one of the first that I had. And it's not to be confused with Ian's Farm, which was from 87.
Right.
Same town. But this is Ian McLean's Party at Connie Condon's Farm.
Right. So the following year, he moved the party to another spot, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
But it seems to be roughly Memorial Day kind of early summer party. This is Memorial Day weekend. It was a Sunday?
It was a Sunday.
It was, in fact, a Sunday.
Jonathan, tell people a little bit about this jam. I mean, if you've heard the tapes at all, there's some hilarity throughout. There's like a unique vocal jam in the You Enjoy Myself in the first set. There's all kinds of interesting stuff. The people who want Fish to play jazz would be happy about this tape, because there's a lot of jazzy stuff. But tell us about the Mike's Groove.
Well, I mean, this whole show is full of great banter and it's a huge demonstration of their sense of humor. They're loose. Some have accused them of being intoxicated, but I don't think it's at the expense of their playing, so I can't be sure. They're just having fun. And this kind of Fish having fun on stage is exactly where my mind went when I heard the Camden Mike song with the Fuck Your Face teases. Mm-hmm. It was a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of play that they're mm-hmm. doing on stage. They're not just playing the song, but they're toying around and having a good time. This one, of course, has this like double time false start, which is hilarious to me. Even Trey cracks himself up, and then it has the here comes the beer shouts and stuff, and the fake vomit noises right. referencing the keg run that late in the first set they're trying to get somebody to drive on a keg run.
It's pretty cool. I don't blame them.
It's real.
Someone's got to go get beer, you know.
Right, and then it comes in, and then there's the great little like HBO theme song tease about four minutes in to the Mike song, and I mean it's just slamming. The hydrogen is good, and the weak bug is just rocking, you know, it's just rocking.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good, and the tapes are still pretty good. For it's just funny that these tapes at some party at someone's farm, you know, from
right.
so long ago. I guess any tapes, like old Dead tapes and stuff, you feel the same way. But it there obviously weren't like professional rigs set up at this thing. It's people taping the show, right?
Right. It seems like a patch out of the board or something. It's it's pretty great, and I've listened to it a billion times.
I think I think Trey was talking about like several times throughout. He's asking for more guitar in the monitor and more snare drum in the monitor. It's sort of like while they're playing, he's like doing
it's an ongoing gag almost, but I think it's a real need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like a sound check, except they're actually playing. But all right, well, let's let people listen to this Mike's Hydrogen, which I know you're a big fan of.
Yes.
And Weekapog, right?
Yeah, let's do that. And then we'll come back tomorrow and do another song or something.
We will. We'll see you in 1990.
What is a city without its music?
The legacy of the New York Philharmonic
is incredible. Nearly two centuries of history. That's a lot of music and a lot of stories.
I was sitting on stage for the very first time thinking, I can't quite believe this is happening.
Join me, Jamie Bernstein, as we explore the history of the New York Philharmonic. It's the NY Phil Story Made in New York, a podcast about a city, its people, and their orchestra. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That was silly. That was silly. Sure did.
Let's have a little bit of guitar in the Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.